What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this rainy Friday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Off to a good start today. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Great. Got a little sleep, a little extra sleep for me and you, huh? At least two of the three on the show, eh? Feel good with this microphone right here. This microphone, I missed it. I don't feel good. Naked anymore. Yes, milky smooth. How's Nick doing?
Nick, how we doing?
I'm good. Joe, did you say milky or silky? I'm pretty sure I just heard milky smooth microphone.
I think both work, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but I'm yeah. Well, guys, I am well.
Are you?
I am.
Okay. I just felt like there was a little bit of saltiness going on last night at the end of the game. Just throwing that out there from you.
Did you get, but he got there on time. And how many days in a row is this, Robbie?
That's three. Three in a row that Keyser's been there on time. Where, you know, I was telling Rexro the other day, you know, the signs at like people's workplace that say it's been, you know, such and such, so many days without a workplace accident. We're going to have to get one in the room that just says it's been this many days since Nick Keyser was late to work. And Nick, you're doing great. Three in a row is pretty good.
We need like a little whiteboard that just has that going for us. Yeah.
Maybe a certificate, you know. I remember like this girl in school got like never missed a day certificate or something like that, or like was never tardy for school, or it was pretty cool. So
perfect attendance.
We could maybe do that. Yeah. Perfect attendance for a certain period of time.
Yeah, like so half of the whiteboard can be the days I've been here consecutively. Then the other half can be if you guys try to shoot like a Coke bottle or a piece of paper into like the trash can or something. So there you go.
Keep tally of the shooting percentage. We can do that. We'll find a way to set that up. We got a lot to get to on the program today. Our buddy Stilly will join us at 7 o'clock. There's no telling what we'll get into with him, but I'm sure the Preds will be involved at some point. So Stilly coming up at 7 o'clock. TD at 8 o'clock. Jerron Davenport for his weekly visit, getting into the Titans and the NFL Combine, which TD has been at all week long. So looking forward to that. Coming up a little bit later in the show. But we begin with the Nashville Predators, winners now of 7 consecutive games. Joe, we knew it was going to be a big one last night against the Minnesota Wild, and the Predators respond in a huge way. They win 6-1, and they are now 8 points up on the Minnesota Wild in the standings. Minnesota does have one game in hand, but a massive win for the Preds last night, a great performance from the Preds last night, and they've now won 7 games in a row. And during this stretch here, number one, the secondary scoring continues to be a thing. They continue to get goals from up and down their lineup. You know, Ryan McDonagh scoring last night, and, you know, Michael McCarron's line continuing to play well. Trennan gets a goal. Cole Smith gets a goal last night. So you're continuing to get offensive contributions up and down your lineup. Throughout this 7-game winning streak, you've scored at least 4 goals in every single game, including 6 last night. So the offense is rolling. And then I saw Max Herz put this out there last night, Joe. During the 7-game winning streak, UC Saros, 5-0, a .953 save percentage, a 1.40 goals against average. He's only given up 7 goals in 5 starts, and he's made 142 out of 142 saves on 149 shots. So pretty much everything that you need to go right for you to win hockey games, the Predators are doing for the most part right now, and that was the case again last night against Minnesota.
Yeah, and those Saros numbers are eye-popping, and one, any Saros number, excuse me, you know, I mean, I can't personally help but think, okay, what does that mean? What it means is certainly winning for this team, right? What it means is he looks like UC Saros again. I thought last night he had a few tremendous moments, and he was all over the place, and he just looks explosive and quick and like he's anticipating everything and, you know, like we're used to seeing. So then, okay, so there were a lot of scouts there yesterday, I noticed. You know,
I think you put that stuff to bed at this point.
Put it to bed. Yeah. But, okay, are you, even if someone out there says, okay, all right, how about this, Barry? He's not listening.
I think you can put it to bed at this point.
I think that's a mistake. And I know that we're talking about a team that's on a roll and all that. Again, a mistake if it's actually a good offer. You know? I mean, well, then you disagree with my take on what Barry Trotz has been trying to do here.
Well, I don't know that I disagree with your take on what he's been trying to do, but I do think at some point, like the results end up changing the equation. And I mean, right now you've won 7 in a row, but it's also about what's happening behind you. You got a decent size cushion on the rest of the playoff field right now too. And I do think the information on that front changes. Like, you know, look, I am more of the general managers should be a little bit cold-blooded in terms of the decisions they have to make. Like, I think you know, part of your job is to make the best decision possible for your franchise. And sometimes that's not going to be very popular with your players. And sometimes that's not going to be very popular with with your leadership in the room. And you have to be willing to do that. And, you know, I think Barry Trotz is, if the deal is unbelievable, I don't know that we're going to, like, I feel like, especially from teams like Jersey and, you know, you could throw LA in there, but Carolina, like, to me, if he was going to get that unbelievable deal right now at the deadline, I think he would have probably got it at this point. I could be wrong, but I think he would have probably gotten it by this point, especially now that we know that Markstrom's not going anywhere. And I just feel like if somebody was desperate enough for a goalie to meet his price, I think we would have gotten closer to this point than we have. Now, can that change in the last week? Yes, but the playoff picture around them right now is looking pretty darn good for them. And I do think that has changed significantly in the last week.
Yeah. I guess it's like also on the other side of it, whoever it might be, because, you know, like you said, there's some teams that maybe don't exactly fit, you know, the exact circumstances you're looking for. But like if I was another GM, I might be looking at Saros this year and being like, God, you're getting older and, like, you know, yeah, new system, but what's going on there? And that, you know, the longer he sustains looking like a Vezina level goalie, maybe there's a little bit of, okay, that he's figured it out and yeah, we can feel good about this. You know, again, I don't know. I mean, obviously I'm with you. Like it's clearly got to be a pretty big uptick in offer or whatever Barry Trotz is hearing. If Barry Trotz is not taking calls all of a sudden, like, we're a playoff team, then that to me is a mistake.
I think he's always taking calls, but I do think, I mean, the willingness does change, right? Like, I think your willingness to do something, it's human nature. You can't tell me that if they were 5 points out of a playoff spot right now instead of 7 points in one, which is what they are right now, that wouldn't influence the way he's thinking about this heading into the deadline. I think the human element comes into play at some point.
Yeah, and I think it's fine to be a factor, you know, just not the main factor, because this season was, well, I mean, we're going to talk about this, but, like, you know, is this a team that, I mean, they're right now in the absolute midst of a heater. Is this a team that can actually get into the postseason and do something?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right? And, look, you're still, that's why last night's win is gigantic, because now you've created a little bit of a cushion between yourself and Minnesota. Now, you know, Willie Donick pointed this out yesterday, and, you know, you run the analytical models. Minnesota has got a pretty favorable schedule coming down the stretch. So I think there's some people that believe the Predators just kind of like eliminated Minnesota from the playoff race last night. And I would not go that far. Like, they've got they got one game in hand on the Preds, and they got a pretty favorable schedule coming up.
They got Preds coming in too.
They got the Preds in another game at home. Yeah, exactly. So, but you're 7 points up on Calgary. who just traded away one of their best defensemen. I think, you know, once Calgary goes down that road, they're probably not done selling. St. Louis, you're 7 points up on them. They've got two games in hand on you, but 7 points up on them. You're 7 points up on Seattle, and now you're 8 points up on Minnesota. You know, Arizona was in this thing, too, for a while, and they've lost 14 in a row. So they're completely out of it at this point. So what an incredible choke job by them. But you're just sitting – you're sitting pretty right now with the way that you've played. And by the way, look, they've got a really tough game tomorrow against Colorado. And then you look at the rest of this homestand for the Predators. You got Montreal, who is 23-28-9 on the season, not very good. And then Buffalo, 28-28-4. Like, you still got some – your schedule's decently favorable coming up, too. So a long way of me saying, like, they're playing really well right now, and they've got, I think, a really good opportunity to continue to collect points in front of them. Like, they got San Jose another time this month. They got Arizona this month. Like, there's some opportunities. Columbus is on the road this month. They got some opportunities to continue to kind of pile on here.
Yeah, and I, you know, and of course, it has been with this team. Uh-oh, you get worried when you have a weaker team coming in, you know. But right now they're starting to handle those. They're still playing good teams well. I mean, obviously, a great test coming up with Colorado. But like you said, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. April in Portland, first texter on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Who are these Preds? I love what I'm seeing. Saros and Yossi are dialed in. I hope they keep this heater going. Sorry you had to hear Creed last night, Joe. Yeah, luckily I was actually going to the restroom at the time, which is probably appropriate. So I didn't really have to totally experience it, but I still did hear it though. And I yelled at somebody in the hallway, like, did you play that? But Yossi, to April's point there, I mean, my goodness. And I think you wrote about him in NHL.com. Yeah, that's that guy right now is looking like, I mean, his production, you know, since like whatever it is, like January 21st or whatever, there was a graphic last night on the broadcast. I mean, you know, that's it's like, okay, do another month of that and we might put you in the Norris discussion.
Well, right now, the way he's playing for the last couple of weeks, he's the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. I mean, he's playing really well defensively. And offensively, he is taking his game to a different level. And you know, look, trying to get him to talk about himself offensively is like trying to pull teeth from a toddler. Like, it just doesn't go very well most of the time. But I think it's clear that there was a huge adjustment period for him with the system and trying to get used to the new way of doing things. And about, you know, the end of the calendar year in 2023, flipping to this year, he started to really figure it out. And you look at his numbers now, 15 goals, 45 assists, 60 points in 61 games. After a kind of a tough start for him offensively, he's going to end up right around a point per game. Maybe, look, if he keeps going at this pace, he's going to end up like 90 points again.
That's absurd. And, yeah, clearly with him, I think he's one of maybe the biggest adjustment guys on the team to how Andrew Brunette wants to play. But, you know, when you're a great player like Yossi, you're going to eventually figure it out. And so it seems like it's all clicking for him now.
Preds win their seventh in a row last night. What does it all mean for the trade deadline? And can this team actually do something? Can this team, if they get to the playoffs, actually make some noise when they get there? We'll get into that coming up next. Take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game, brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you. Preds are now winners of seven consecutive games. A dominant win, 6-1 against the Minnesota Wild last night. By the way, I thought it was a great hockey game last night, especially through the first two periods. It had your goals. It had the physicality. It had the post-whistle scrums. Like, it was an intense hockey game. And, you know, the Predators at one point just kind of blew it open. But I thought it was a great game last night. Joe, has the way that this team has played, have the results that have put them at the moment kind of firmly entrenched in a playoff spot. Have they changed the way you view this team in terms of what the results could be should they get to the playoffs and take on one of these upper echelon teams, be it a Vancouver, a Dallas, a Winnipeg, whoever it would be?
Well, look, we talked for a segment about Saros and the heater he's on. I mean, look, you know, if he's going to have numbers like that, and I guess I'd like to see in this stretch, I don't know if you have this, Nick, but, you know, like his expected goals numbers and all that stuff too. But if you got that, you got a chance. You got more secondary scoring, you got a chance. You got, I mean, this team has in particular two obviously long-term stars, both of whom playing well, both of whom scored last night, and we've talked about Josi. So if you have him playing at that level, I mean, it all kind of, you know, it's like the percentages kind of rise a little bit with each thing. And, you know, like some of the passing last night, you know, the O'Reilly goal, for example, I mean, just they seem to be, I think it was Cole Smith in the locker room who told us, right, like they, you know, they feel connected. And that's exactly, I think that's a great way to put it. Like it looks like it's all coming together.
Yeah.
What does that mean in a series against one of the better teams in the West? I don't know. I mean, I still feel like this team is light, you know, on firepower that you need to win a series like that. But I can't sit here today the way they're playing and just totally dismiss them, at least giving somebody a real run for their money.
Well, if they play like this, they can make it interesting. You know, I think the big question is, how sustainable is it for them to play like this, right? I mean, I have no doubt if this is what they are, and this is the way that they're playing, then yeah, they can make it interesting. I mean, they've got, we talked about it to begin the show. Saros is playing unbelievable. They're getting secondary scoring up and down their lineup on a nightly basis. Roman Josi looks right now like the best defender in the world. And by the way, Forsberg, who I think is hurt, is putting the puck in the back of the net still consistently. I mean, Forsberg can't get out there for a morning skate right now, and it looks like they're being cautious. And you had Andrew Burnett yesterday morning when asked about, you know, whether or not he was playing, he was like, yeah, I hope so. So I think it's pretty clear he's battling through something right now, and he's still putting the puck in the net. So there's a lot of things that are going right for them right now. If they play the way that they're playing, then yeah, they can make things interesting in the playoffs and make, I think, an interesting first-round series against one of these good teams. The question is, how sustainable is the way that they're playing? And that's what I don't know the answer to. I think one thing to keep in mind, and I'm not trying to pour cold water on what they're doing here, but I do think it's something that you got to keep in mind, is throughout this 7-game winning streak, they have beaten 5 teams of the 7 who are not currently in a playoff spot. And, you know, to varying degrees, like Minnesota is in a playoff race, right? You know, but you know, Ottawa's not in a playoff race. San Jose and Anaheim certainly are not in a playoff race. So, you know, St. Louis is in there. So it's not like it's just been completely terrible teams the whole time. But you do have to keep that in mind, that 5 of the 7 teams they've beaten are not in a playoff spot and are certainly not an elite team, which is what you'd be going against if you end up with one of these wild card spots. So, look, they're playing really well right now, and the results are great. I think even beyond the results is the way that they're playing. Like, if they play the way that they played for the last week and a half, and they go out there and lose tomorrow to Colorado 4-3, like, I still walk away from that. Like, they're just not going to win out here. They're going to lose some games coming up. But if you continue to play this way, I think that's the most important thing. I wonder how long they can continue to get contributions up and down the lineup like they've gotten the last couple of weeks here, because that's really what's made the difference.
Right. And the McCarron line, to me, is playing really great. I mean, it's, you know, different, of course, very different from what, like, the Herd line was doing a couple of years ago, but same idea, right? Identity, yep. Line. And they are causing headaches for the opponent. So, yeah, I think the Colorado game, one game is one game, but I think it's a very timely test with the way these guys are playing. Huge game, great team. You know, what is that? How does that look out there? So now Cody says, time for Barry to get on the phones and add to this roster. I'm still like to me, there's a chemistry thing that's part of this right now too, isn't Agreed. There?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm not doing that.
You know, to me, it's like, okay, fine. If you're going to maybe not sell off everyone you would have, you know, depending on offers still, but maybe that enters your mind, as we've talked about the big one, but beyond that, there's other guys too. There's a whole Novak situation, which to me is still like, what's the gap between his camp and Barry's? I know, Keezer, I saw your tweet about, you know, Novak's camp and his situation. You know, can you actually get a first round pick for him? Well,
that'd be tempting.
Yeah. To me, disrupting the chemistry for that is a much better idea than disrupting the chemistry to try to add something. I guess you'd have to tell me what you're realistically going to add and how much impact that player is going to make.
Yeah, Joe, I really think that's going to make a difference, because if you do get a first round pick, you would automatically think, okay, it's going to be probably below number 20 in this year's draft. Now, I mean, how much value do the Predators see in having a first-round pick again? I mean, multiple. They had two last year. I mean, one of them is going to be a stud forward, and one's already been talked about by Barry Trotz. Like, every instance that he could talk about prospects, he always mentions Tanner Mullendijk. So how valuable do the Preds see this draft currently? But also, too, I do think a deal is more likely than not than a trade for Tommy Novak. Question is, like what you said, is where are they going to come in on that average annual? I think that's the major key in this one.
Well, and one thing is clear. This upcoming draft is not as good as the last one was. Not close. And that's not necessarily unexpected. Like, by most account, I mean, David Poile hopped on our show last year, Joe, and said this was, you know, the 2023 draft was the deepest one he'd ever seen. And, you know, you're talking about a guy that had been around for a long time. So, yeah, I take some stock into what he says there. But how does that affect, like, how much of a drop-off is this draft? And how does that influence the way you view picks if you're Barry Trotz and Scott Nichol and the front office kind of putting all this stuff together? I think that does factor in here. And look, you know, like I said, the way that they're playing right now, you know, the locker room, to their credit, has clearly responded well to everything that went down, from the U2 stuff to, I think more specifically, the Dallas game and just getting flat out embarrassed. It looks like that was a wake-up call for this group, and they are doing everything right now in terms of the little things required to win. You know, is that going to be something that is carried over here and a switch has been flipped, or are we going to get back to a point here in the next week or week and a half where they start to look like a very inconsistent hockey team? Like, you could tell, and it was funny, like yesterday morning, you could tell it a little bit with Andrew Burnett, and certainly after the game, like when they've been going through some rough stretches, he's been very quick to point out, like, you know, they got to get better, the approach, all these other things. Right now, when everything's going swimmingly, I think he's still hesitant to, like, fully dive into, yep, we've just figured everything out now. I think there's cautious optimism from Andrew Burnett with the way his team's playing right now.
Yeah, and also the you know what he wouldn't say, which is like there's still a talent deficit when you're playing, you know, the better teams in this league, you know.
There's,
like,
no question.
So, I mean, that's just reality. That tells you that logically there's going to be down still to come, you know. It's going to be hard to sustain this, but for now it's fun. And again, when you have some of these guys, I mean, I love what I'm seeing from Sherwood out there. You know, he's flying around, man. I mean, that, you know, it's fun. Cole Smith used to be the, you know, used to just infuriate Preds fans when he was in the lineup. I think you like him in your lineup now, right?
You can point to literally every player that they've got playing right now over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and you could point to really good things they've done that have directly contributed to wins. And that's a pretty great place to be. Now, again, how sustainable is that? I don't know. But that's a pretty great place to be with this roster. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Predators. Has this winning streak changed the way you view the team, changed the way you view the trading deadline, and changed how you view what they could or could not do come playoff time? We'll take your thoughts on all that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Sunday as Vanderbilt women's basketball takes on Georgia at home. Pregame at 12:45, tip-off at 1 o'clock with coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keys are here with you on this Friday morning. Preds have won 7 games in a row. Taking your thoughts on that. The NHL trading deadline a week from today. So we'll take your thoughts on that as well. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Bob in Antioch. Bob, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. The winning streak really hasn't affected how I feel about the trade deadline. I hope that they're conservative. I really just hope that they move players that they don't think they're going to sign. I have a question for you all, two-part. What do you think they will do this week, and what would you like for them to do this week?
Yeah, thanks for the call. I think that's a good question. Because, Joe, I think that it's probably a little bit different than maybe what I expected heading into this. Right now, what do I think they will do? I don't think it's going to be much. I think you might – look, I still think they're trying to look for a spot for Tyson Berry. I think you'll probably see that by the end of the week, and the return on that is going to be basically next to nothing. So I wouldn't expect a huge return there. I am very interested in Novak. Like, if what Friedman put out there yesterday is accurate and you can get a first-round pick for him, I do think there comes a point where, you know, even if it's a down year for a draft, having another first-round pick in your pocket is a great thing to have. So I do think it's crunch time on the Novak part of this, Joe. Like, if you don't come to a deal with him that you feel good about by the end of this week, then I think if the price is that high, you got to move him if you're the Predators. Like, there comes a point where you've got to move him. Do I think they will? I don't know. Like, if it's a second rounder, do you do it? Is it worth keeping him as, like, kind of your own rental player if it's a second round pick as return? I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. But if it's a first round pick, I think you kind of owe it to yourself to either sign into his next deal or move him by the end of this week. That's me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm going to say it all the way until the actual deadline hits. If there's a great deal on Stars, the choice that is necessary, that has to happen, in which you have to bring something back for one of them, is still there. I still believe in this last week that, And you may be right, Robbie, that it's not going to happen, but it better not happen. Let me see if that makes sense. It better not happen because the Preds are just closed off to the idea because they're on a winning streak right now. I think that would be ridiculous. So that's what I think they should do, is still be very open to that as a possibility. The other guys, you know, like Carrier. Paul's calling him Carrier. What's going on with Carrier's name? People call him Carrier now?
We got to get his name nailed down. It's all over the place with what people are calling him.
I'm still going to call him Carrier. Carrier Fabro.
He always tells me to call him Carrier. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been Carrier. Now, Paul's calling him Carrier last night.
Well, the way that you really say it is like Carrier. Like, you know, you have to kind of give it like a little bit of the little accent the tongue to roll. It. Yeah.
Ah, oui, oui. Je parle un peu de français aussi. So I get that. But
Joe Mappel, Robbie.
Good job.
Thank you.
So, Carrier, UFA, Fabro, RFA. To me, there's where it's like, yeah, again, what's the return? But that's where it's like, okay, maybe. Like, I think Fabro's playing pretty well, personally.
I agree. I mean,
maybe there's where you're looking at it like, okay, you know, whatever's going to happen, like, they may be rentals for you because, you know, Carrier-Lauzon's been a nice parent tandem. And, you know, so, I mean, I do think that stuff like that can be influenced by this a little bit. While still, in every case, if there's something that knocks your socks off, you do it.
What would be the deal that they could give Tommy Novak where you would walk away from it and say, yeah, that's fine, I can live with that? Because I think it's a really complicated question.
Well, I like him as a player. I still think he could have a place here. You hope, yeah, I mean, basically you hope that you get better to the point that he's further down the lineup. Does that work? You have to project that too. You have to talk about the money, but I mean, a first round pick, I'm trading him.
I'm with you there. Like, the, Tommy Novak is a good player, okay? Is Tommy Novak a top six forward on a competitive team? That's what you got to ask yourself. Is Tommy Novak is Tommy Novak a second line center on a team that can compete for a Stanley Cup? Because ultimately that's what you're trying to get back to here in the next few years, right? So, like, I heard the idea yesterday that Friedman threw out there of, like, the Predators in the past have been probably more willing to give you longer term if you'll take less money. And I hear that, and that certainly has been true. I would not do that with Tommy Novak. Like, to me, and I, you know, Barry Trotz may totally disagree with me, and that's fine. But I think the, you know, the $4 million plus salary range for him is ridiculous. I would not do that. And honestly, I would not sign him to a contract longer than 2 or 3 years. I just wouldn't do it. Now, that obviously, when you start talking about a 2 or 3 year deal and not in the $4 million range, that's probably not what Tommy Novak's looking for, right?
His agent is laughing at you. But
exactly. Yeah, but well. I mean, that's me. I would not do it. So that would be my parameters. If you could get him for a 2 or 3 year deal coming in somewhere in the threes, then I could probably live with that. But I don't personally believe that Tommy Novak is a top six player on a Stanley Cup caliber team. So I think you have to be, I've said it in the past and I'm sticking by it now. I think you have to be really selective about who you're giving your next contracts to. And look, if they sign Tommy Novak and, you know, he's making $3.75, $4 million for the next 4 years, is it the world's worst thing? No. But I think you got to be pretty selective about your contracts.
Yeah, I think you have to hit them on one or the other, term or AAV, a little bit down from that. And good point by Gover. Poyle always called him Carrier.
Well,
Poyle was a master a pronunciator. And speaking of Gover, did you see his tweet at us, Robbie?
I did last night when I got home.
Do you have an answer for yourself, Nick Kieser? He says that you said we.
When? On my post game?
Oh, we're going to have to need to go to the tape today before this show ends.
Post game interview with Carrier, one of those three guys.
But I used it in the context of the game coming up.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be the judge of that. You better find that audio.
I know exactly where it is.
Oh, good. I'm glad you know. I'm excited to hear it at some point.
Yes. We will. Okay, this is what Gover says. He said he started the last question with we. Sounded like it was on purpose to Easter egg Joe.
Oh, boy.
Is that true? You trolling me?
Maybe a little bit, because when I was sitting there talking to him, I was wondering, well, you know, the Preds are playing the Colorado Avalanche this weekend, so how are we feeling about it? So that's what I was wondering.
Oh, is that the way you said it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a little
different. Doesn't sound bad, but I want to hear it. I don't need to hear your like reenactment. We don't need the dramatic reenactment. We actually have the tape. So
I do have the tape personally on my phone, but also here cut, so I can play that for you whenever you'd like it, Joe Rexroad. Just
how about
for
right
you.
Now?
Well, play right now. Give me a few minutes. Good grief.
You just said you could play it whenever you want. And now we're saying
I want right
access.
Now.
I have access to it whenever.
Okay. All right.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday. We'll take your called shots, your bold predictions on our text line. Preds going for 8 in a row tomorrow against the Colorado Avalanche. Messi coming to town next week. NFL Combine stuff going on. We got to take your thoughts on all of it on our phone and text lines. We may even get to Kieser's clip coming up next as well. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063, the game.
The sports weekend has arrived. You know what that means.
Shoot your shot.
It's time for Call Your Shot Friday with Robbie and Rexroad on ESPN, 1025, the game, and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rexroad. We'll take your called shots, your bold predictions on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe, it's been like 3 weeks since we've done Call Your Shot Friday. So we are starting anew, starting fresh today here on the program. We just apparently just forgot it last week.
Okay. Okay. Oh, shoot. Hold on. My computer's dying.
Rexroad is scrambling to find a charger for his computer at the moment. Nick Kieser, with that in mind, Why don't you go ahead and kick us off for Call Your Shot Friday here on the program?
Oh my God, Joe, I'm just dying laughing over here because he's gone. He's gone.
Total disaster.
Now I have to fix our stream. Oh my God.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be
just
back.
A total disaster.
Our stream will suffer for just a second. Yep, I'll go ahead and start us off. So I'm going to say, Robbie, just to go Preds really fast here, I say that Tommy Novak will reach a three-year deal worth around the ballpark of $3.5 million by next Thursday with Barry Trotz and the Nashville Predators. I do think he gets his bang for his buck. I think it's around a three-year deal. Wouldn't be surprised if it's two, but I'm thinking it's going to be three. So that's my call shot with Tommy Novak. And then Ryan Johansson and the Avalanche come to town tomorrow night. By the way, Nathan McKinnon scored his 100th point last night. So we're going to have to...
They may want to keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. But I think the Predators will come out on top 5-4 in regulation after trailing in the final 5 minutes of the game. I think they come back and win it. Is Joe just dying? Is he messaging us? Oh, yes, he is.
He just said he was a total idiot. It's all good.
It's okay. So there you go.
So you're thinking 3 years for Novak.
I'm thinking it'll be 3-year bridge deal for Tommy Novak.
Okay. Honestly, if that's what it ended up being, and if it was 3 years for $3.5 million, I could probably live with that.
Yeah.
If I were now, the question is, can he live with that?
Exactly.
Like what is Tommy Novak's agent think he could get on the open market? You know, is he thinking that he can get in somewhere in the fours for a 4 or 5 year deal? He's such a unique player in terms of he was a late bloomer, and there's really like when you look at the NHL sample size, there's not a ton to go off of there, but he's a good player. So he's a really late bloomer. If it was 3 years, $3.5 million, and that would be interesting. We welcome Joe Rexroad back to the program among the land of the living here with us. Joe Rexroad, welcome back. You're called shots for the week.
Good God. Yeah, sorry. You know, don't bother to plug in the computer. But you know what really pisses me off is when you plug it in, when it says battery low, and it's plugged in, and then it still cuts off.
Yeah,
am I right?
Pissed me off too, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you. Okay, well, I guess you guys can just tell me your whatever. Tell me later. Like, okay, called shot. The Nashville Predators will get 4 points from Roman Josi in a win over the Colorado Avalanche Saturday.
Oh, boy.
I know this is prisoner of the moment called shot, but I'm going with that. 4 points, Roman Josi. Let me write it down. Win over Avs.
Okay.
The Tennessee Volunteers will lose by more than 15 points Saturday at Alabama.
Holy smokes.
Yep. Now, that's so that's opposite of prisoner of the moment. I just at night on the road against that team when they blew them out the first time and Alabama shot terribly and all their role players were terrible in that game in Knoxville. The home games are when all the role players go nuts and hit all these shots for you. And I think they're going to absolutely, and you know, look, if the Vols go in there and win, or to me, if it's a great game, I'm very impressed. I just think, and I'm going to be there Saturday night. I just think it sets up for Bama to just absolutely go nuts and have one of those nights that it just, you can't replicate home court in college basketball. And finally, and this is totally playing off Charles Robinson. Chris Jones will be a Detroit Lion in 2024.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
It's a Detroit Lion.
It almost sounds like I'm a fanboy, just hopefully putting that into the air, but I'm not.
Will you get a Chris Jones Detroit Lions jersey if this happens?
Oh, God. No. But I'm sure a lot of people will. I wouldn't be surprised if there's one in my house. I'll tell you that. Yes. But it won't be mine.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. All right, my call shots for this week. Ryan Johansson will score a goal against the Nashville Predators tomorrow. which is a called shot because Ryan Johansson's not, it's not gone very well for Ryan Johansson in Colorado. He's got 13 goals and 10 assists on the season. He's basically been demoted to a fourth line guy, 23 points in 61 games, but against his former team, he puts one in the back of the net tomorrow against the Nashville Predators. So Johansson scores a goal. The Nashville Predators winning streak will come to an end tomorrow. Nathan MacKinnon scores a goal with less than a minute left in regulation, Joe, to give the Avalanche the regulation win. A Nathan MacKinnon goal with less than a minute left in regulation. And finally, Dalton Connect, Jonas Adu combined for 63 points, and Tennessee wins by two on the road against Alabama. A combined 63 points between Adu and Connect, and Tennessee wins by 2 points against Alabama.
Wow. One of us is going to be way off.
Exactly. You're just – I'm shocked you're calling for the Vols to get steamrolled.
It's just college hoops, you know. You go into these road environments sometimes, and it's just – especially with the previous blowout at your place of them by 20, you know. Hey, man, if I'm wrong, tip the cap to the Vols. And if I'm right, I don't feel any different about their chances this month to make serious noise. But I just – and the prime time thing and that place, the way that team launches it, I don't know, man.
Zach from Nashville on the text line called shot. Joe offers at least two people mints from his pocket in front of his family. It's from Zach in Nashville on the text line.
Let me promise you, Zach, that will not be happening if I want to continue to live here. It's been made very clear to me that I disgust everyone here.
We still get reaction pouring in from that the other day. I mean, it was really a kind of a seminal moment here on the program.
Yeah, it was a something moment.
You could offer some to Stilly. Jared, would you like some pocket mitts?
Yeah, I saw Stilly yesterday. He made a joke about it too. I'm sure he'll try to make a joke about it in a minute.
Oh, man. Nobody had a called shot for Vanderbilt basketball? Nobody had a called shot for the NFL Combine? You didn't have a called shot for Joe Milton throwing the football? I expected more from you.
God, that's a good point. Yeah, I so don't like the Combine and don't want anything to do with it. I can't even do a called shot on it. I'm sorry. Wait, did Nick have shots already? Did he call his shots?
Nick had shots. He called a three-year, 3.5 annual average value for Tommy Novak by next Thursday. So 3 years, $3.5 million per season. What was your other one, Nick?
My other one was that the Predators would win 5-4 tomorrow night after trailing with the last 5 minutes to play in regulation.
There you go. 5-4 after trailing in the last 5 minutes of regulation against Colorado.
Well, I guess that counts.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Jared Stillman. We'll get his thoughts on the Predators winning streak. Continue to take yours as well on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Make sure you check out Nashville's best deal this week. It's 312 Pizza Company. 312 Pizza Company serves the best pizza in town as well as Chicago-style eats like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and more. Get half off a $30 gift card to 312 Pizza Company at thegamenashville.com/deals. While supplies last. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.